You're listening to The Morning Mix here on RNIB Connect Radio. Now it's time to get hungry because the gorgeous Ian Gentle, our blind chef, joins us on the line now. Hello, Ian. How are you this week?
Hello. Hello, Jill. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Very, very well. Very excited about what you're going to talk about today because I know it's Ian's veggie pie. Now, I am not a vegetarian. I do, however, have vegetarian friends and I love vegetarian food. So although I am a big meat eater, I do love my veggies. The only thing is, I think sometimes, you know, when I'm making, you know, something like pulled pork or, you know, a nice big lasagna, or you're making something nice for all your pals and you've got the one veggie at the table, you kind of want to make a bit of an effort rather than, you know, giving them something pretty bland or that they get everywhere else.
Well, that's exactly why I invented this, Jill. I agree. I'm an omnivore, as is my wife. We will eat just about anything. But I remember the days when there was the lonely vegetarian at the dinner party with a rather sad omelette or a stuffed pepper. So one day when we had three vegetarians coming to a dinner party, I thought, well, why can't we give them something nice? And so this is my invented veggie pie.
Listen, you'll need to tell us all about this. And I have to say, before you go any further, we did have one of our listeners get in touch looking for your recipe. He did try it out. Robert, he's a long-time loyal listener to the show. He tried it out at the weekend. He said he didn't burn the house down and he didn't kill himself. He didn't poison himself. And the cheesy bake was amazing. He loved it. So thank you for that.
Oh, that's really good to hear. It's nice to get the feedback. Thank you, Robert. Anywho, let's go into the ingredients for the veggie pie. You're going to need 750 grams of shortcrust pastry. I make my own. You can buy it in the supermarket. Up to you. 350 grams of cauliflower florets, three red peppers, some extra virgin olive oil, three long shallots. I get the long ones because they're easier to handle than the round ones. 200 grams of sweet black olives. Pitted, that is with the stones taken out. You don't want the ones with the stones in. We need five tomatoes, two large portobello mushrooms, 200 grams of goat cheese, and one egg beaten. The equipment we'll need, we're going to need a baking sheet, a steamer, a food processor with a metal blade, a bowl for the tomatoes, a bowl for the olives, a plastic spatula, a medium sharp knife, a small sharp knife, a chopping board, a saucepan, a 10-inch, that is a 25-centimetre glass pie dish, some talking kitchen scales and a talking kitchen timer. The method. Now, as we've discussed before, we break and trim the cauliflower into small florets and place them in a steamer, and we steam these for 10 minutes. I know that's longer than usual, but we need them to be soft. Cut the peppers in half, remove the seeds, as we've discussed before, and the pith. Then paint with olive oil, place on a baking sheet and roast in the oven at gas mark 5, which is 375 degrees Fahrenheit, 190 degrees centigrade, for 15 to 20 minutes until they're slightly charred. Remove from the oven and set aside. With the small knife, make a shallow cut down the side of each of the five tomatoes and place in a bowl. Boil the kettle and pour the boiling water all over the tomatoes to cover them. When that water has cooled, remove the tomatoes and peel off the skins. They should come off easily. Then cut the tomatoes in half and scoop out the seeds with your thumb. Discard the skins and seeds and finely chop the tomato flesh and set aside in a bowl. We're going to finely chop the pitted olives. You can do this with a large knife on the chopping board, but it's a heck of a lot quicker and a lot easier to do it in a food processor assembled with its metal blade. Just drop the pitted olives into the processor, replace the lid and whiz for about 30 seconds. Then scrape out the resulting paste out into a bowl using a plastic spatula. Pour 2 tablespoons of olive oil into the saucepan. Peel and finely chop the shallots. Drop a few pieces into the olive oil, turn on the heat until you hear it start to sizzle, then add the rest of the shallots, reduce the heat to medium low, and sauté for about 5 minutes, stirring from time to time. Then add the chopped tomatoes and olives and stir until evenly mixed. Reduce the heat to low and allow to cook off for about 5 minutes and then remove from the heat. Cut the portobello mushrooms in half, then cut them into quarters and then into eighths. So you now have 16 wedge-shaped mushroom pieces. Preheat the oven to gas mark 7. Grease the 10-inch glass pie dish. Roll out half of the pastry and line the bottom of the pie dish. Add the cauliflower on top of the pastry. Spread the shallot tomato olive mixture on top of the cauliflowers. Cut the goat cheese into small pieces and spread evenly over the top of the mix. Arrange the mushroom segments evenly around the pie with the pointed bits towards the center of the pie. Place the halves of the roasted red peppers on top of the mushrooms and the cheese. Roll out the pie crust, place on top of the pie, sealing with beaten egg. Brush the top of the pie with beaten egg and cook in the middle of the oven for 25 to 30 minutes or until the crust is golden brown. And don't forget to rotate the pie through 180 degrees after 15 minutes to ensure even cooking. And there you have Ian's veggie pie.
Oh my goodness, you have really outdone yourself this week, Ian Gentle. That sounds delicious. It really, really does.
It was hugely successful the first time I did it. And I was surprised. And I've done it since as a kind of something to take on a picnic.
Absolutely. Do you know, I'm just thinking as well, you know, if you were entertaining both vegetarians and carnivores, I like to always try and make something similar. And I'm just wondering if maybe two different pies, but maybe one with some chorizo fried off with it as well, or maybe some chicken would be nice. So you could have, you know, a different, you know, the same pie, but for different people.
That's a good idea, actually, Jill. That really is. Thin slices of chicken would work perfectly.
Fabulous. Oh, well, listen, I'm definitely going to try that one out. And do get in touch at home if you have a party or a dinner party coming up, or maybe you're just in a little bit of a quandary in the kitchen and you want Ian to help you out, then we will put your dinner party or your food questions to Ian. I'm sure you'd love to help, Ian, wouldn't you?
Of course, I'd be delighted to.
And obviously, if you missed any of the ingredients or the list of equipment that you might need, then do check out our Audio Boom page. Ian Gentle, our blind chef, thank you so much for another delicious recipe. And we'll speak to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Jill.